Blog Talk Radio.
Peace be on you. Assalamu alaikum.
Let's engage this a conversation. We have time for you to discuss. We want you to discuss. We want you to feel free. Don't worry about the use of mad weed, dad weed. I don't care what it is. Your intentions is most important. God knows your intention. And we can read it too. So don't be intimidated. We want you to open, make discussion. This is what is purpose. I want to present those quick concepts to bring in an interactive process with you. And don't let me have a call, because I can't be filled out of here. Let's just hear from the sisters. Just impression. Govern yourself by what God wants. Consulted. You can't have a dictatorship. You can't have autocracy and make progress. You're not going to make progress. That's what's happening in our That's what's happening in the black church. That's what's happening in our minds. Why are we not making progress? We can't have a council of imams. We have to have a body. The doctors have to be represented. The banker has to be represented. The janitor has to be represented. Yeah, so why should the janitor be represented? We're going to line up. We're going to keep the place clean. Don't he have something to say about that? Can he consult about something? Don't we need security? Us? Don't we need a psychologist? Us? Don't we need a senior citizen? Don't we need you? All of them have to be in that body. We will never get that until we have. And then we can map out a plan, a 3-month, 1-year, 5-year plan for our community, for our education. What are the fields that we should be identifying? You know, it's just a half million medical people, close to a million. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could come out people from out there even 50 years old to go to medical school? What if she ain't gonna let them in medical school? Oh, mama, damn, y'all medical school right now. Tim Bounce is a career. Yeah, they got medical school. That's a white boy I worked for. I should call it white boy. But they, I didn't call people, so I'm going to use those psychologists a bit. But a guy named Dr. Ross, I worked for, put together his first medical school class. Man, he had degrees for no class. But he had an idea. He went to the Caribbean, opened up a medical school in Dominica, put the medical school together, got retired doctors together, got hospitals where they can do that surgery, and he's been making money ever since. He don't know what else he said. I can't judge Dr. Russell in the job. He said, Mom, you're not going to speak to me. He's trying to do your own school. See, you couldn't be the first time. Why should I bring you back again? And he was right. I told Dr. Ross, I said, I know how to jump, nigga. I know how to calm now. You ain't got a job, you got a job. So I told him, I said, look, I need a job. He said, no, but you ain't going to keep me. You're going to stay with me. And you know what? Dr. Ross was why? Because I work. I look at the bills I own. And I won't stop. You know, why can't we have? We need to get into the fast food business. But we'll never get in there until we have a community. Because it costs $500,000 over 1 year. So we could announce that on a humor of a public address and say, brother, so I'm going to need $500,000. And the money would come. Right. Then the microphone shot. Then the security committee. That's the so-and-so, the NASA, the A. Thank you. bring you all back. He would say, we should talk, we should have a look on things that we have. We were good at it in the morning. Who was identified, this is the study you can get in. And I know you now come to identify first and foremost, thank you. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be right here. And if we get a final of the existence that has a predictability, and the existence is back, we go away from that.
So I told him, you know,
determination, and power to be all things. Now, you're all for trouble. I do a good thing together. But you have a little thing. And I'm glad I didn't have a lot to say. Would you agree? So, then we have to push. Let's push it. We need people to press it by the answer that's going to be sent to us. And that's enough to see you all speak. If you're 15 minutes ahead of you, you'll understand. And if you're 10, you don't understand. But the problem is that that's the two words we've been doing. And I was just wondering what you're saying today. So,
I'm going to go to the hospital. Thank you. I met with the new community leader there, working out there, No, and the next brother, Brother Elijah Muhammad from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
In Minneapolis, Minnesota, I call people to the oneness of Almighty God all the time. And this is what we all have to do. We have to call people to the oneness of Almighty God, Allah. Our duty is to what? Remake this world. The mind. Ain't nothing wrong with this world. It's the mindset of people that has been damaged, that has to be renewed, restored, and rejuvenated from the falseness that's in this world. So we as believers in Allah, Allah has inspired us with a great leader, Imam W, the Imam, Muslim spokesman for human salvation. You know, I first came in 1974, and I heard the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And actually, once I heard those teachings, actually I came under Minister Louis Farrakhan on Temple Number 7 in New York City, and he talked how beautiful Elijah Muhammad was, and he said Elijah Muhammad was a wonderful leader, and he inspired me through him, inspired me from listening to him, Father Elijah Muhammad. I changed my name to Elijah Muhammad because Elijah Muhammad was sincere to the African American people. He gave us love, Elijah Muhammad, and he wanted us to what? He wanted us to, he fixed the African American people up, brought them up to a better state, clean the African American and African American man and woman up, and made us stand a little bit better. But Imam W. Muhammad what? Cleaned us up, renewed us, gave us Al-Islam. We had Islam before. Now Al-Islam is what is going to what? Bring us into the light, into the truth, through the life example of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we have to what? Learn the Quran. We have to get into the Quran every day and begin to see the light, to receive the reflection of that light in the Quran and put it into practice in our everyday life. And we have to, like we said, we have to bring that love back. We have lost the love for each other as African Americans. We have lost the respect and the dignity. We used to have a lot of dignity and respect, but we have lost this because of the fact that we are shunning away from our responsibility, and that is what? To be Muslims, to be whole. We were half of who we were before, and now we are, under the leadership of Imam W. Muhammad, we have become whole. We come all the way into being mu'minuns, believers. You know, and this is what is going to happen. We're going to come all the way. We're going to come all the way, and we bring that love, that respect, and that dignity back that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us, that Clara Muhammad taught us as well. And so if we bring that love back, we're going to be successful. And Imam Wallace II, he is a great businessman, and I follow him. I'm right behind him. And I know that we are going to be successful in this world today because this is the only thing left that's going to help us rise up as a race, as a people. It's the only thing today that's going to make us rise up. And we have to really stick with Imam W.D. Muhammad's teachings here in Chicago and anywhere we go. We can't sit down on our duty, sit down and not be a part of this great work of Imam W. Muhammad. And he left us his legacy, you see. So we have a great mission, and I swear by Allah that we are going to be successful if we come together and hold ourselves and love each other and grip a hold to this truth like gravity. You know, we grip a hold to it, and it's going to pull us all the way up to dignity, respect, and honor. As-salamu alaykum.
Yes, I heard from the husband of one king. We want you to just introduce yourself one by everybody.
You all know what you're doing. So don't be scared of that. You're on an international broadcast. Yes,
you are. As-salamu alaykum. Khalila Muhammad from Huntsville, Alabama, by way of New York. And I guess, brother, at some point I probably saw you at Temple Number 7 under Louis Farrakhan. I also would attend the temple in the Bronx under Brother James.
When did you ask?
I think it was 38. Was it 52? Oh, here it was 38. Okay. Yes, sir. So two powerful ministers. And Yes, in 75, we came on over with Brother Warthane Muhammad and been here ever since. Even though we were under Farrakhan, Allah brought us to Huntsville, Alabama. So we were out for a little bit when all the tension was going on. So we didn't have to make a choice as to where we were going to go with Farrakhan or the Imam. We knew we were with the Imam, Warthane Muhammad. Come to that. I am retired from the Department of Defense, and I'm so glad to be here today. Every time we come to the conventions, this is a rejuvenation for my soul, for me. So, you know, I can't understand why everybody's not here, because this I come here and I get rejuvenated, go out, be ready to work. Alhamdulillah. And I thank you so much, brother, you and your wife, y'all. It's always so powerful when we come here and sit under your teaching. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm Azam Muhammad from Huntsville, Alabama, by way of New York. I also attended Temple Number 7 and a few others. I was never officially a member of the Nation of Islam. For some reason, because I worked, they let me hang around. And I just did what I was told. But I never wanted anything from them, because having an ex, they told me it meant responsibility. And I didn't want the responsibility of a captain telling me anything. I didn't want the lieutenants telling me what to do. So I went straight with what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad told me to do. And believe me, I might as well have got an ex, because he gave me a responsibility. I said, I'm like,
Imam Hassan Sharif in Austin, Texas, and I am the chairman of the Vision Public Relations and Information Foundation. You see it in the Muslim Journal, where you can buy the Muslim Journal. And we do Dawah. This is one of our programs that we do. It's the Body of Five. It's an exercise, but we also do Dawah with this. It's working with the five senses. I came in the community in 1972. I supported the Honorable Elijah Muhammad very, very diligently, selling the 300 papers, communicating with my brothers and sisters. And I also, the transition wasn't any problem for me. Coming right on and supporting Imam Deputy Muhammad, and we'll do that until I'm here. So praise be to Allah. We thank our brother Muhammad here. I met him in Philly when I was up there for the business conference, and you are doing a very good job. We hope that you keep, you know, motivating the community and inspiring individuals to carry forward. I've been going in the prison system, Texas Department of Criminal Justice, since 1972. I did contracts, et cetera. I worked for the Federal Correctional Institution. Just quickly, that all the brothers and sisters, I work with brothers and sisters in the institution. And they are coming back to our community. So we can't forget them. Somebody has the initiative to go in and do something to favor them and give them something that they can build a foundation on in order to come back to the community. So we thank you very much. We enjoyed this. And may Allah bless us all to go forward with this community.
Thank you. And I want you to go, just before we close, I want to say this. We have to come up with a policy in this community on prisons, these long jail sentences. I have come to the conclusion now that there is a scheme going on against our people. I was not quick to buy into it. I'm not persuaded so much by Michelle Alexander's book, Slavery, the New Jim Crow. But I'm beginning to become convinced, with a large number of women in prison systems, that this is a very destructive thing that's happening. We have to come up with, and it has to be a fair and just policy that doesn't destroy society. We have to have people who've been in correctional facilities, and we must come up with a recommendation. I think that You know, we can't put that burden on President Obama. We have to sell to the American people a new criminal justice model. I'm coming to this conclusion. Anybody's been in jail over 30 years, here's what we should do. Maybe this is the thing, too. Like we said, if a man is not going to do more 30 years, we should kill him. Because I'm going to tell you, if you take people's lives before people, not only having the prison should have, it's conjugal business. That should be mandatory. That should be a fundamental human right. I'm stop the rape out. Yeah, it should be mandatory. Mississippi is one of the first states to start eliminating. I'm going to get in on that, but we have to deal with it. We have large populations of our people, one out of 12 people, who are being sucked up into the system. Now, the first thing you got to do is demand, and people is calling them away from that. Tell them that Rick Ross, who is one of the great rappers, his name is really Correctional Officer Shepherd. So it's amazing that they have taken the correctional officer and now manufactured the prison for the prison in the economy. What's wrong with that? Big business. Telephone, MCI, we get billions of dollars. We have to fight it in the same sensible way. That we don't condone criminality. Now, we ain't supporting gangsters. We ain't supporting gangsters. No, we righteous people, but we won't pay. And we know a scheme in his eyes. I'm giving the fine, but that's what we have to have sure about. We have to come together and discuss it and just talk about saying that not for the irrational mind, not for some mad mind, but for the mind of the same person that's with the grant. That's it. All y'all want technical knowledge of the grants. Now y'all want to know who do, get into it. That's what they call punishment. Not spook everybody up. The word who do means punishment in Islamic law. Now, that's much of what's wrong in Islamic law, what they call the technical side of Islamic innovation in
the city.
It came absolute promise. He didn't enter into any of this. He had no Islamic law, no Sharia, none of this. All that stuff was 200 years after.
Right.
That's the technical
knowledge.
And it's nonsense. You know what I mean? That's facts. I'm telling you, one who studied Islamic studies fall. Not from some jack-label, but from scholars and so-called ulama. And I didn't go to him because I was looking for them. So I went to him because I want to, I'm going in to challenge what we had. And I'm telling you, I stood up to them, and God knows what ain't nobody has to do with what they're on. I don't believe we're probably the next guy. You know? So all these challenges, they get something that somebody can pick up the command that now you can study in 3 days. You will be able to get to coming down every month. You'll become a big-headed scientist just like Yahoo.
Assalamu alaikum, Mujahideen Muhammad from Newark, New Jersey. 80s baby, I was told that I was in the womb of my mother when they went down to Elijahville. So we have the spirit of Elijahville to New Africa and married 4 children. And it's good to be among the pioneers and helping out with the ministry of Imam Alford and the mosque cares. And inshallah, any of you other young brothers and sisters who are going to school, getting educated, know that your skills and your fields of interest is not just for those outside of yourself, but also for those inside. So don't never forget your brothers and sisters who are not able to go to the universities and institutions, and love yourself and be on.
Not just from our nation of Islam. I learned from my great preachers, Dr. Benjamin Elijah Mays, Dr. Shaka David Pastor, Jeremy E.B. James. All those men took an interest. Wouldn't come around you without encouraging you. These were the upright preachers, not these new preachers that we have among us. And I'm talking about the Muslim too. Because see, you have to study something. Imam said when there was a particular man was made the imam of a mosque in New York that he, I find it, let me tell you the city, who stole mosque. But Imam Muhammad said, you have to study the peculiar psychology of one who takes on leadership. He said, first, the person has to examine his own mind. Because power without a commitment to God can create, especially for an African American, a drunkenness. And that's why we have such arrogant people, because they know how people would not check them. You see, and the mosque is even worse when we've had a command structure. See, the church, the deacons will stop you. You know, the biggest problem most preachers have is deacons.
I get calls from preachers asking me how to deal with that deacon. Now, the reason they call me because of the fact that they know I'm not going to try to kick that church. A preacher can't talk to another preacher. Because the preacher, you tell the preacher, you say, hey, Doc, you know, I'm having a problem with my this so-and-so. And so. Yeah, Doc, you should do that. Let me come over and preach for you. He all preached, he got lost his church. So the guys, have some of them call me, they talk, and I tell them how, you know, do. But see, the problem is many of them want to control people rather than cause people to grow. Now, this is not to say we not should not respect leadership. God made leaders. But leaders should see themselves as servants. That you have a particular set of skills, but your skills should be to mobilize people, not just to talk. See, don't get drunk on a conversation. After that conversation, there's a school being built. Now, we've got a project here. We're going to get before you. We've got to stone this brother to use a position. And, man, that's $500,000 going to be in our community. You know, he's going to be an OBYGYN. Now, a lot of babies born, huh? And we want to even call out to increase the number of babies. We want them not started for. We want to get a majority in this country. Should we be thinking like that? But we're being a minority now anyway. Forget the minority. We're a large ethnic group. That's the first thing we tell. Stop calling yourself a minority. Ain't no damn minority. Well, the Germans, all these other groups are groups. And I tell you, I didn't know that until I was in Wisconsin. And I found out. I didn't know that, but you don't close the door. The Irish, those people don't see themselves as white folk. They don't see themselves as white people. They see themselves as ethnic group. I was talking to the people in Wisconsin, and I said to them, you know this guy? He said, you're talking about that German? Then there's a Swede. They used to have as late as 1968. Right in Minnesota, Eau Claire, Wisconsin, they had the Swedish hospital, the Norwegian hospital. These are all Caucasian. They didn't even go to the same hospital. They had their own facility. So America is a beautiful land where we can develop our own health and ethnicity. What Harold Cruz called plural but equal. So we've had enough. Thank you so much. I want you all to know I love you, and I want you to know that our job is to serve you. Our job is not to be over you. It's to facilitate and to bring out the best in all of us who support Imam Muhammad. And we're doing this for our people. And we also remember we're doing this for all people. Because if you raise the African-American up, you raise everybody up. That's why everybody was laughing and excited and crying when President Obama won, because they were seeing the soul. So imagine what will happen in the world in Brazil, what will happen in Australia when people see us ride. And they heard that Harlem is now beautiful and owned by us. When we stop, we're going to buy Harlem back. Didn't he now tell us that? Didn't he tell us to get the Apollo back? You going to let somebody kick something that's been destroyed to yours? No. We ain't going to be satisfied until we get it back. We're going to get every one of our mosques back too. Peace be on you. That's all I need. Thank you. Peace be on our noble and honorable listeners. We're going to go off the air right now. Thank you before we're thrown off the air by because we don't have any more states on our cell phone. Thank you. Thank you. Y'all didn't know you were in here. Yeah, everybody come to do something. Thank you.
Yes, sir, brother. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Man, you got the muscle. You strong. Thank you. Where you live in the go? Yeah.